That's very important, you know. Obviously, as you know, division games count double, you know, and our goal is to win the NFC North, you know, so we got to start with Detroit. So it's going to be very important for us to just keep the same focus and intensity we had last week.
How different is the feeling in the locker room on the practice field now as compared to at times last year?
How do it feel?
How does it compare?
It's night and day. You know, type of season we had last year. I don't really want to experience that feeling, you know, amongst the guys here. But, you know, it's different. You know, guys are upbeat, positive, and, you know, a lot of young guys on this team.
Brand
you know,
new. So
that win last week was big for us, you know, just being motivated and, you know, just believing we can get it done.
Adrian, 11-game losing streak in the division. How much is that stuck in your guys' head?
Say it again?
Losing 11 in a row in the division, how much is that stuck in your head as competitors? These are the guys you play twice
wow.
a year.
It happens, to be honest with you, that hasn't been stuck in my head because I didn't know it was 11. But, wow. Good thing I didn't know. We went to Walmart, but it's time to end that. You know, it's time to get back on track, start playing Vikings football. And, you know, just continue to head in our direction. But we can't focus on, you know, things that we can't control. You know, that was last year. You know, so it's all about moving forward this year.
You have said 95%. How do you feel now? Is it closer to 100? I mean,
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, you know. Trust me, I'm going to let you guys know when I'm 100%. I'll come in and that'd be the first thing I say. But I'm feeling good each week with the wear and tear that I'm getting during the game. You know, I'm able to recover. You know, the first couple of days of the week, and it's feeling stronger, you know, each time. So I'm in a good place.
When do you think that 100% will be? Will it be one of those when you break a 70-yarder to the house and you're like, that's it? Or is it just a something day-to-day practice?
Yeah, it's a day-to-day practice. You know, just me knowing my body and knowing, you know, when I look in the mirror, I'm like, okay, my right leg is obviously, you know, bigger than my left, you know. And, you know, and I know it's not as strong as far as, you know, just different things that I do, you know. So that's when I'll be able to tell, when I won't be able to tell the difference in between, you know, the strength of both legs.
Are you getting sick of percentage questions?
I am. Yeah, I must agree.
Are you
97 and a half?
There you go.
Are you excited to see Simpson out there with you?
Yes.
On Sunday?
Yes, I am. You know, he shared a locker right by me, so, you know, I'm seeing him all the time. And Jeff, I'm to be back out there and, you know, see how he adds to this offense. You know, I'm excited, especially, you know, seeing what he did in the preseason, you know. So we'll see how, you know, him being back on the field help our offense.
What do you think he can do for you, even just as far as opening up the offense?
He can block for me.
You gotta do that.
Yeah, but I think he'll be able to stretch the field more, you know, they're going to cover Percy. You know, double him up, you know, so he'll be able to stretch the field and, you know, create some opportunities for us to move around up front, you know, so it'll help the run game a lot.
What went through your mind last week when the second touchdown to Rudolph where you are wide open? You did a Randy, you threw your hand up. Are you going, yo, you better catch it?
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking, I can't lie. I just seen that I was wide open, obviously, the free safety came off the corner. I'm off the edge, and I just remember throwing the ball in Kyle's direction, and I seen him adjust his body. It was a heck of a catch, and I seen the ball. I'm watching it, play around, you know, second frame by frame, and I see the ball hit his hand, and I'm just like, only thing I can do now is just run, and just in case it get tipped or something, I can beat her to dive on. But when he caught it, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus, you know, because I was wide open. If that would have been a complete pass.
He'd heard about it.
Yeah, he would have heard about that. Definitely.
Adrian, do you feel like after three games the rust is off, or how would you kind of describe that?
To be honest with you, I think the rust just got knocked off with San Fran. Because I woke up Monday. The previous 2 weeks I woke up on Monday, my body felt great. A little soreness of my knee. I woke up Monday after this game, and I felt like I played some football, you know, and I feel like the rust is knocked off now. It's knocked off now. That's what I needed. And I'll be ready to roll even better.
Feel like your old self.
Say again?
Feel like your old self.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
So the regular refs are back this week. Is that a good thing?
Yes. Yes. It's a wonderful thing. You know, and, you know, I guess the the step-in officials, they did okay. I just feel like they were just trying to do too much, you know, and sometimes that can hurt you. But it's good for, you know, for the NFL and, you know, just for the integrity, just to make sure that, you know, these guys that have been doing it for a long time is really, you know, coming back and getting back to the root of things. And, you know, hopefully we won't have, you know, as many terrible calls as we had here recently. So,
you think that they might have some rust? As a guy who came back from a layoff, they're coming back from a layoff, you expect they might have a little rust?
I don't think so. I think it's possible to come back and still look like you've been doing, you know, your thing for a long time. Cool.
Thanks, Adrian.